Hey there, piss freaks and geeks. This is Tom Takar here, and I wanted to give you a little heads up about today's show. Our guest today is Brian Falduto, who played one of the children in the film School of Rock. You may notice we don't talk about the film School of Rock at all, because me and Tommy weren't sure if it would be appropriate, and also at one point Tommy started badgering Brian about what it was like to work with Jack Black, and asked if Brian would forge Jack's signature onto his Tenacious D poster. And here's a clip of Brian responding.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Anyway, Brian was a delight, and I'm sure you're going to love this episode. And hey, if you do, check out the Patreon for bonus content. Patreon.com/standbyyourband. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the show. The year is 2001. Tragedy strikes when Renee Zellweger is in the bathroom as she's called up for her Golden Globe Award, leaving Americans to wonder if Hollywood magic is real. In August, actor James Woods reports four suspicious men on his flight, and those four men would go on to be 9/11 hijackers, a fact that Mr. Woods would use to be racist for the rest of his life. Continuum, a magazine devoted to the idea that AIDS is a conspiracy, goes out of print, and John Mayer scoops up the sick name for his new album. And on January 12th, Lizzie McGuire first appeared on the Disney Channel, an instant ratings hit. The star, Hillary, came from Houston to California when she was six to become an actress. Her mother, a homemaker-turned-producer, homeschooled her from the age of eight so that she could do commercials and small acting roles. Her career began to rise in 1998 when she landed the role of Wendy in the horror film Casper Meets Wendy. She went on to win the Young Artists Award for Best Performance in a TV movie for her work in The Soul Collector. The stage was set, and Hillary was cast in the NBC pilot called Daddy-O alongside Michael Chiklis, who recalled saying after one day of working with her, "That young girl is going to be a movie star." However, it is unknown if Chiklis says that about every person he works with, on the off chance he's right and can take credit for calling it for some weird form of bragging pleasure. With Lizzie McGuire, Hillary immediately entered teen idol status and started dating fellow child star Aaron Carter. Disney made $100 million on Lizzie McGuire merchandise and started having her appear on their soundtracks. This piqued Hillary's interest in beginning a music career. Disney released her first album, Santa Claus Lane, in 2002, and it made a small wave on Billboard's charts. As her television and movie star rose, her music taste matured, and she put out Metamorphosis in 2003. In spite of mixed reviews, the album reached the top of Billboard charts and featured the song Come Clean, which became the theme song to hit MTV show Laguna Beach and would receive gold certification from the RIAA. With over 15 million records sold, a New York Times best-selling novel, and the crush of every teen boy who related to Gordo, today we stand by Hillary Duff. Hello, everybody, piss freaks, Stantonio Banderases, that's what we call our fans. Thanks for listening to another week of Stand By Your Band. This is one of your hosts, Tom Takar, and of course I'm joined by my co-host, Tommy McNamara.
Hello. If I sound hot on the mic, it's because I just chugged a bowl of soup.
that'll make the mic hot. This is Stand By Your Band. This is the podcast where we have guests come on and defend music that everybody shits on. And before we get started, we have a couple of sponsors to blow through. We got some ads. Mm-hmm. We got to get paid for this podcast, Tommy, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So the first sponsor we have this week is adamandeve.net. It's the only site that has the whole Bible typed out. Use promo code Tom and Tommy for a free baptism. Our other sponsor this week is Jude Law's Dude Paws. Dogs get to have paws.
Oh, no.
Why not dudes?
No.
These are paws you can slip on and roll around in the dirt with your friends. So Jude Law's Dude Paws, promo code Tom and Tommy for one free paw. Without further ado, let's welcome our guest, Brian Falduto. Why am I blowing up?
Hello.
Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And Brian is here, of course, to talk about Hillary Duff.
The one, the only.
The one, the only Hillary Duff. I would say maybe the biggest Disney star?
Interesting question.
I mean, it's tricky because Brittany and Justin were both like in the Mickey Mouse Club, but they weren't like...
I mean, Miley Disney Cyrus stars. Is pretty big.
Oh, that shit. That's
for,
the one.
For right now, that's got to be the one.
Yeah, that's the one. Can
so
I
you
be,
know what? Never mind. Let's just podcast.
Yeah, we never mind. Let's cancel this. This is a dumb podcast. I apologize for bringing you here, Brian.
No, I'm so excited to talk about how much I love Hillary Duff. I feel like this is a once in a lifetime opportunity.
This is truly once in a lifetime.
It's hard
to whip out at bars, you know, like, hey, I'll have a whiskey. Also, did you know how great Hillary Duff's music is?
Yeah, I forgot that she even did music, to be honest. I was listening to your playlist and I remembered it took me back immediately because I was like, oh shit, Laguna Beach,
she's got some tunes.
She has some jams. The Laguna Beach theme song was definitely, it like took me straight back to rooting for Lauren and Steven.
is one of them the Laguna Beach theme song?
Come clean, that's the Laguna Beach theme song, and it like they would tease it in every dramatic moment of that show. So I was like, oh shit, this feels like when perfect doesn't feel so perfect. There's a lot here. I mean, we have a lot to talk about. Before I forget, let's go ahead and play Jared's voicemail.
Okay, cool.
So this is We Went to Jared.
We Went to Jared.
This is our dear friend, Jared Thompson. Likes to leave us little voice nuggets about what he thinks about what we're going to talk about.
Brian, be warned.
I'm so be nervous. Warned. I can already tell you, I listened to this one earlier. It's frustrating.
What's up, y'all? This week, they went to Jared. The boys, Tom and Tommy, are going to have a guest on that's going to be defending Hillary Duff. Hillary Duff. Okay. I guess. Good luck defending Hillary Duff. Thanks.
Oh my god. Jared couldn't be bothered.
He's gotten into minimalism.
I like that this is the shortest one he did. Yeah. And it was still
been a lot worse, I feel like.
That's true.
He's been pretty vicious.
Yeah.
So.
That was actually probably the least. Yeah. I mean, he said some. Usually he would say.
Or maybe
say
his
something.
Silence is actually the most insane.
I kind
thing
of think that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's actually worse that he didn't have a bunch of thoughts on it. It's somehow more insulting.
Well, you know what they say, the opposite of love isn't hate, it's apathy.
It's apathy. Oh, that's true. That's true.
And that's the official quote of the podcast.
We did just come up with that. Tommy Mack off the top of his dome. Yeah. If you like that, please pick up some Jude Law's Dude Pause. Okay, so a lot of what I was reading about, and really quickly, we should note the Facebook thread on this. People fucking love Hillary Duff, it turns out. It's very frustrating to me because I don't believe them. I don't think that they listened to the music. I think that they're just saying that they love it because they're like, oh, I love Hillary Duff, which I get. I loved Lizzie McGuire.
I feel like they love her in like a reminiscent kind of way of back in the days, but no one knows what she's up to.
Yeah, I was just looking it up because a lot of the way that we research for this podcast is we just Google blank sucks.
And so just to see who hates them, yeah.
I Googled Hillary Duff sucks, Hillary Duff's music sucks, and so much of it was like her just saying, it was Hillary Duff says divorce sucks, because she just went through a divorce, I guess.
She was married to a hockey player.
That's right. Yeah. And divorced. And she had a child with that hockey player, maybe more than one. No one knows. So a lot of it, I feel like people just keep rooting for her forever, even if they haven't kept up with her, which I get. Like, I think she's actually about to be in a new thing because there were some pictures that came up. When I Googled Hillary Duff, a lot of it was about that she's secretly thick, and people were like psyched about it.
I saw that too. Yeah.
Secretly thick?
A lot of people talking about how she's thick
hot.
Now.
Yeah. That means she's
I'm
like
cool
not,
enough, so
she's
sorry.
Like hot, but like she's not super skinny. She's
oh,
like
right,
a
right.
modern.
She's got
hot.
Some ass.
Yeah, she got that ass,
right,
though.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Dim knees, though. That's a callback to our Megan Gailey episode.
Yeah, that was a lot of it. It was a lot of that, and a lot of people, a lot of like the memes about her are that she's the only Disney star who's not crazy.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that's one of my major points in my defense.
Ooh.
Is that she's one of the only child stars to not turn out like awful.
Yeah, she never had that
like,
phase.
A lot of them have not turned out awful, but they all went through like that phase, you know.
Lohan.
Like she was a little anorexic for a little bit. So it's good that she's
fixed
now. Yeah.
Yeah, now she fixed it.
She fixed
it. Oh, God. We don't want to get into that.
That was Tommy talking. Yeah, she definitely, like, she has the wholesome thing going. Like, I feel like Miley has a very, like, She's become controversial.
But now she's back to wholesome.
She's back,
Miley's
and people
switching.
Like it.
Yeah.
People seem to like
Miley
it.
Miley is back to wholesome.
She, Malibu is very wholesome.
But I think that's part of what I liked about her when she was a Disney kid, too, is she was very girl next door.
Yes. Yes, she has managed to keep that up for a while, yeah.
Yeah, and she's like also pretty much my exact same age, so I feel like...
I mean, you should go for it. She's single.
I'm going to go for it. I heard she's on Tinder now. Yeah. That's like what everybody was talking about for a minute.
Wait, seriously?
If anything, if anything good can come out of this, I think it would,
that would be...
You making out with Hillary Duff.
Well, then you have to give a speech at the wedding.
Yeah, of course. Please, I will perform.
That's actually why we brought you here.
I'll perform a Hillary Duff tune.
That would be... That's the podcast goal. You're singing Come Clean at Tom's wedding, Hillary Duff.
It's so funny because that's like a sad song, too, that's not about things going well.
But no one knows that. They'll be like, woo, what a tune.
She was definitely... Did you have a crush on Hillary Duff?
I had the biggest crush.
I had a crush on her, and I'm not even straight.
Wait a second.
I did, though. Yeah. She was when people would be like, are you straight? I'd be like, yeah, I love Hillary Duff. And then it was Britney Spears, and then I came out. So
yeah. That's like, in that realm, I definitely had a crush on her and Ren Stevens from Even Stevens.
Sure.
I think those are the two big
And they
ones.
Were in a movie together.
They were? Was
Cadet
she in...
Kelly, where have you been?
Cadet Kelly,
right.
I remember Cadet Kelly.
I forgot about Cadet Kelly. That's that's right.
Classic film.
That is true. It's one of the classics. It's part of the Criterion collection, I'm pretty sure.
We need an all-male reboot of Cadet Kelly. That's what I want.
I think we have the cast right here.
Looking for right now.
What are the other movies? I'm trying... It was Xenon.
You talking about
Duff,
Disney
right?
movies?
Yeah,
the no, that wasn't,
she was
no,
in.
She
that wasn't Hillary
that
Duff.
That wasn't Hillary Duff.
No, she was in the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I thought she was Xenon.
She was not Xenon.
Okay.
You're fucking wrong. Her sister was in Napoleon Dynamite.
Haley Duff?
Yeah, Haley Duff.
Haley Duff has had an interesting career, too. But
yeah, I was just
Sixth
reading
Sense.
About her. She was?
Not Haley Duff.
Oh, come on. I see Gordo.
Oh, no.
That was didn't make any... Yeah. I mean, she was in Lizzie
McGuire. Show now, I think.
Is that
Duff?
Right?
Haley Duff.
Haley Duff.
No, yeah.
She's in Love Finds a Home. She was in Seventh Heaven. It says she was best known for her role as Sandy Jameson in the television series Seventh Heaven, which I don't remember.
Hillary Duff?
No, Haley Duff.
God damn it. We gotta stop.
Yeah,
this is the worst game of
this
Who's on
bad.
First. No more Haley Duff.
All right,
Haley Duff
no
is
more.
Banned from the podcast.
All right, we're getting out of Haley Duff.
Yeah, no, Hillary Duff has been in some very good movies. And some very bad movies.
let's see which what her filmography is here. We've got Casper Meets Wendy.
That was her first film.
Human Nature. Agent Cody Banks.
Oh,
she,
I remember
she
was
the co-star
that was Frankie
in.
Muniz.
That's right.
How do you say
she
that?
Didn't make the cut for Agent Cody Banks too. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, what the hell is that? they took Lindsay Lohan for her for that.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
She would be very upset. That would have been a headline.
That would have been, for sure. That was like a huge story. Do you remember that? Lindsay V.
People were so obsessed with how much they hated each other.
Hillary Duff. Yeah, it was all based on Aaron Carter, which I'm obsessed who I'm obsessed with and who I reached out to perform on this podcast, and I have not heard back.
That's a shame.
If we find out, if we get him, so it costs $50. I say we can take that out of the Patreon.
It costs $50?
It costs $50 to have
Aaron
Carter perform
so what
on
you
your
do,
podcast.
No, that's the thing. So you can pay $50, and Aaron Carter will call you, and like set up a Skype. And perform for you.
What?
Oh, we have
$50.
Yeah,
but I reached out to his people and I was like, can we do this for the podcast? And they have not gotten back.
Oh, okay.
But we'll see. That would be pretty fun.
Offer $55.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm just going to keep climbing the ladder.
Wait, I just don't feel like that's true.
I swear to God, it's true. If you go to his Twitter, I mean, he's kind
Who
of unraveling
can he get to perform
right now.
$50?
I don't
Beyonce?
Think anybody.
Yeah, Beyonce, yeah. I'm sure. Yeah.
I don't think that Beyonce would like...
She'd
like let you use a photograph of her for the podcast for $50. Yeah, not to get the beehive after us.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but Aaron Carter is a big part of Hillary Duff's beginning because when she did, during the beginning of the Lizzie McGuire show, that's when Aaron Carter and her started dating and they were all over the tabloids. Then I was just reading about this. I'm obsessed with Aaron Carter and his trajectory. But he...
hey, we all have our phones. I'm here talking about Hillary Duff.
Exactly. This is a no judgment zone. We decided on the last podcast there's no shaming on this podcast. So Aaron Carter dated her for a while. He made a cameo on the show. Everybody was obsessed with him. Then he goes and he gets bored, he says, with Hillary Duff. That's his quote. Mm. He said, I got bored and I started hanging out with Lindsay Lohan.
He said that
started
publicly?
Dating. Yes.
I got bored.
I got bored, he said. And then he starts dating Lindsay Lohan. And then the article I was reading, it said, I guess Lindsay Lohan was even more boring because they only lasted for like 3 months and he tried to go back and all this stuff.
Apparently he's still trying to go back.
No, that's the weirdest. It's really kind of
to Lindsay
sad.
Lohan?
No, to Hillary Duff.
And Hillary Duff like recently in an interview was like, I've been married. I'm like, yeah. I know over this guy.
Yeah, we were kids. It's like, wow. This is crazy. And she's like, we don't really know each other anymore. But his whole thing was like, I'm going to fix myself so that I can get back to this. I think he's in a relationship right now. He seems like he's doing a little better. He looks healthier. I'm very
into
his
career. He's
doing
that good if he's offering $50 performances.
No, yeah, that's true.
For anyone who pays $50.
All right, okay. In the spirit of Aaron Carter, me and Tommy, if you call us, we'll do a live podcast for you for 20 minutes for $50. That's
I don't
fair.
Think anyone would ever do that.
Hey, I'm just putting it out there.
Okay. Don't you do a live podcast?
For free.
Here's something. Do you think that Aaron Carter thought that Lindsay Lohan was twins? And that's why she wouldn't be as boring?
The Aaron trap. I've heard of the thirst trap.
Oh my
the
God.
Aaron trap. yeah, I think that could have been true. And then when he was like, where is your sister at? That's when he got bored.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It like reached to the point. I really respect this out of Hillary Duff. She didn't take any shit on this because Lindsay Lohan hosted SNL and then they made fun of her during the monologue. Amy Poehler came out dressed as Hillary Duff and was like being an idiot. And like Lindsay Lohan got to look cool in it. Like she was the bigger person, which is crazy. Lindsay Lohan is totally in the wrong here, I think. Like
I think we learned that over time.
Right? Yeah. I think time will tell, you know, who, yeah. Time can heal all wounds and can tell us all loons.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love Hillary Duff. She's always just been kind of like chill about it. She's always just kind of like, okay, so you don't like me? Whatever.
How is she so down to earth? I don't get it.
She's pretty chill.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
She does seem like a legit person. She's like she's a single mom now. She's like making it work.
I think that's like the thing that's cool about her is because like she got thrust into this like clearly like when she was very, very young, you know, and like she's been in the spotlight for so long and she's like kept her cool the whole time, which is like cool.
Yeah.
And like Amanda Bynes, like rest in peace, you know.
Yeah, rest in peace, Amanda.
What is happening with I feel like we have to cover all of these people
because this was a
generation of girls that I was in love with all of them. Lindsay Lohan maybe the least of all, but I liked her too. I was into her when she was in Mean Girls. I was like, this is sick.
I mean, she had a great turn in Freaky Friday.
You know what? I actually did have a crush on her in Parent Trap too, but I just saw that
Parent
this
Trap
year
for sure.
She was a little young in Freaky Friday. I mean, oh, I got it. That was the joke. I got it. Yeah. I was like, whoop.
Yeah, so Amanda Bynes, I mean, she was the... I mean, I wouldn't be doing comedy if it weren't for her.
I think I sent some sarcasm.
Yeah,
I did love it when I was younger.
And I loved the Amanda... I thought the Amanda Bynes show was better, or the Amanda show was better
show
than
was
all that.
Funny.
I liked it more than all that. I thought it was funnier. I thought she was a terrific performer. She had great timing.
And she was even doing great before she, like, suddenly went crazy, like, one Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was, like, just in that Easy A movie with Emma Stone.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
And she was in Hairspray.
And
then, like, one day she was just like, oh, by the way, I'm insane.
Press release. Yeah. Just so
hello,
you know.
Hello, I'm crazy. it was a bummer. I remember her saying she wanted Drake to murder her vagina or whatever.
Yes.
And that was like, I was like, there's just no coming back from this, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we all want that, but you keep it to yourself. so that was a bummer. And then, I feel like Hillary Duff, you're right. She just kept it. She kept it clean.
She's cool.
And she was funny too. She was had a great comedic timing. I liked the whole show, but her music.
Yeah. I mean, I think sometimes it depends on how she's directed. You know, she's had a couple of films where you're like, oh, okay.
Which, name names.
Just like, I have very talented friends who could have like slipped into that role. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You know,
but would they have gotten the audience? That
no,
she is?
No. She's got a name and she's using it and she's, you know, doing her best all the time.
That's what we want out of our artists.
I mean, we already set the standard low. I mean, if we're going to compare her to like other singers, like she definitely sings just as well as like Britney Spears, who's like one of the biggest pop.
I would say that.
That's
ever.
You agree with that?
Yeah.
I'm torn on that. I feel like Britney Spears might have a better voice, but
have you listened to Britney's like? her mic feeds.
That's a good point. I haven't done that. I mean, I like that sound.
But I think Christina Aguilera is way better than both.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Christina Aguilera is like actually good at singing.
Yeah, remember Britney Spears, you're right, is doing the same, never really doing too much.
That's true.
It's all songwriting. The songwriting's better for Britney.
Yeah.
But that's probably because she had more money.
But she probably had... Britney doesn't write her own music, right?
Heavens no.
I could be stupid on this one.
But another person who woke up insane one day.
But she's come back around. Now she's fine in the public eye, whereas I feel like everybody else, I feel like Christina, nobody talks about anymore as like a crazy person.
Well, no, people love her on The Voice.
Yeah, exactly. So, but nobody's like, she's a crazy person or
no,
anything like that.
And not
like,
at all.
No, yeah.
She barely, I don't think she ever really had a phase of like being out of style, but it was like, just nobody cared maybe for a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. But shit, what was I just about to say about Britney Spears and Hillary Duff? Oh yeah, so Hillary Duff also has songwriters. It looks like she'll collab with it, but I feel like
Tom Waits writes her songs.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran wrote her latest single.
Oh really?
So. The guy from Game of Thrones.
I wanted to read a couple things here because it was so finding criticism for her was difficult, but it is that thing of like
I find that hard to believe because so many people don't seem
to
like her.
Let's hear what you're like. What have you heard from people?
Well, people like view her as a joke, which like yes, as we just said, like she's not. And I feel like I need to make the record clear here as an aspiring professional musician that I don't think that like Hillary Duff is the most talented musician that has ever existed. Like I have a lot more influence.
I'm so happy that you said that.
I'm just saying, I think with all of the cards that were dealt to her, she's done like an excellent job at managing like every aspect of her career that you can look at it and not find like many faults, you know? It's
sure.
Cool. And that's just like, as someone who's been in the public spotlight for like when I was young, it's like cool to like look at and see, you know, it's cool.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah. See the trajectory of somebody who started young and like kind of kept it consistently good. And even though she's like, cause she is still doing a lot of shit. I was just reading that she's
on a hit TV show right now.
The Talk or the Younger?
Younger.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Talk is,
it's great. I watch it. You should definitely watch it.
What is it on?
You probably hate it.
Wait, what's it about?
It's about Sutton Foster as a star. Do you guys know who Sutton Foster is?
No.
I have heard of Sutton
a Broadway
Foster
performer.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Who went over to TV. It's about a woman who is 40 who can't get a job because she took 15 years off of work to raise her daughter, and then she's trying to get back into work, so she pretends to be 26.
Oh,
and the company she goes to work at. Hillary,
I like the prim.
It's like cool.
Tommy's doing that, but the other way. He's actually 12. He can't get into nightclubs to do stand up unless he pretends to be 26. Oh boy, yeah, that sounds interesting. I just clicked on it, but
yeah.
So
bit of a gal show, but I've already gotten you to listen to Hillary Duff for 2 days. So
you
I'm curious what else I can get you to do.
I feel like this is an experiment that we're doing where we have people have us listen to Paris Hilton music and and this and
maybe
like
people at this point are just trying to torture you.
That could be. I really do think that that could happen where somebody's like, "No, seriously, I love Slipknot." It's like, "No, you don't." You're just trying to hurt me.
Keep running into
you guys. Should really check out Rebecca Black. She's so great.
You fucking lie.
Friday. Oh my god,
that was a banger.
No, Friday was a great song.
I would love if somebody would come on and defend that.
Like I was at Walgreens. I was just at Walgreens, and I always forget. Like I'll be listening to stuff for the podcast, and I'll take out one headphone, and then I realize the cashier is just hearing "Come Clean" at full volume. I'm just like, what is wrong with this guy?
That is, that's happened to me multiple times where I'm just like, especially with Maroon 5. We did Maroon 5 last week.
People hate Maroon 5.
Oh boy,
that was one of the most hated.
Yeah,
really?
That one that got so much more hate than Hillary Duff, and I think it's because people don't hear Hillary Duff as often as they hear Maroon 5. Yeah.
People forget about Hillary Duff.
Absolutely,
so that's why when you ask, they're like, she was great when I was 13.
Exactly, and it is like I said, hearing some of this, it took me back. I was like, I remember feeling these things. I related to being a young girl, not yet a woman. That's not her. What I found on her, so I typed in "I hate Hillary Duff," and it felt wrong, first of all, to type that in. Nobody hates her, but people do.
And you get a shock whenever
people
you type in a lie.
Yeah, Google, I have hooked up to my body.
Yeah,
it shocks me whenever I type in.
And she's also like always taken like hate from like other celebrities.
Like
Lindsay
who?
Lohan,
other than,
and then
yeah.
Michelle Branch once.
Michelle
like,
Branch went after her?
Michelle Branch went back in the day was like, was like, I can't stand Hillary Duff, blah, 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 blah,
really?
Blah. Yeah.
I didn't think Michelle Branch would be a public hater of
right,
anyone.
Right? So yeah. Weird for her to
and
take
I love
a stance.
Michelle Branch, so I was just like, oh, that's sad.
That's a bummer, yeah.
That is crazy.
Isn't Michelle Branch doing country now?
She did do country for a little bit. Now she's just like, she's kind of like independent, you know? Just
ooh.
Like doing her own thing, you know?
All right.
That is, I can't believe that, yeah, I've never heard her say anything bad about anybody that she would take a stance on Hillary Duff. Yeah. Here's someone else who took a stance on Hillary Duff. Try. Urban Dictionary.
Is this?
I think this is going to be a weekly
segment.
Yeah, yeah.
What did they say
Urban
about
Dictionary's
her?
Definition of thick? Hillary Duff. No, that would have been
that's
good.
That's a compliment.
Yeah. Tommy, stop commenting on women's bodies.
Oh, my God.
Urban Dictionary's definition of Hillary Duff, a girl who got a record deal based on her already present fame rather than vocal talent. Her voice is horrible despite the digital altering.
Okay.
Hillary Duff makes Britney Spears sound like Mariah Carey, and on top of that, Hillary doesn't even write her own songs, which is a scary thought anyway. Her singing is pretty much monotone. She has a pathetic voice range. Let's just say that she wouldn't stand a chance on American Idol.
This is on Urban Dictionary.
This is on Urban Dictionary. Yeah, this is my favorite. This is my favorite.
Is that what
thing.
They're saying? The definition of Hillary.
This
Duff?
Is yes. The definition. This is my favorite thing because they always do these like act outs on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
Where it's like use this as an example.
A dialogue. Yeah.
So this one is on American Idol before Hillary's fame. This is Hillary. Today I'll be performing "Why Not for You." Oh my gosh, I'm so gonna be the next American Idol, Paula. We're ready when you're ready. Hillary singing, why not take a crazy chance? Why not do a crazy dance? Simon, spare us. Stop. My God, you sound like a dying goat. Oh, my ears. Hillary, but I'm like so pretty. That has been an act out
oh
of Urban
God.
Dictionary. Yeah,
that
yeah.
is the worst
writing. Where do you think Simon Cowell's from?
What's that?
Where do you think Simon Cowell is from?
The famous Australian Simon Cowell.
It's weird that he came in and did that for us.
And that's written by user mbranch24.
That is by Ivory, written on March 10th, 2004.
I've heard of Ebony.
Okay, so we have context to
there
to
we go.
Rebut.
Yes.
Rebuttal.
Yes. So I now we talk. Have okay, that is all we needed for fuel. No. No, there's also this is so funny because the time that Hillary Duff was relevant enough to hate, we didn't have as many outlets for people to write shit on the internet.
Truth.
So the other thing I found here is a website called wehatehillaryduff.livejournal.com.
Oh, dot live journal. Beautiful.
It's just a bunch of people like shitting on her and saying, I dreadfully hope that Hillary Duff gets in a car crash,
oh,
suffers brain damage, more suffering, then finally dies an incredibly and slow and painful death,
wow, that's nice,
and loses all her fans forever. Wait,
I'm
and
sure
no one pays
kidding.
For her gravestone? That
wait,
is fucking
Jesus.
Crazy. Unfortunately, this is anonymous, so we can't see.
It's that hacking group.
yeah. Yeah, this is the other thing anonymous put out for us. Yeah, this is just a bunch of people shitting on Hillary Duff, but they're all cowards. Yeah, these people I've hated her since the Lizzie McGuire days, but after watching a Cinderella story, my dislike
oh,
of her.
Oh, Cinderella
that's
story.
That's the one I was trying to think of earlier. Yeah, I should join this community. These people
join the community.
The community,
and then
be
they
involved,
end it with
yeah.
Johnny Depp is hot. Wow,
interesting.
These are the type
that's
of
someone
people
who just went around to all the different communities and was like, "Just want to drop this here."
Yeah, it's probably
Johnny Depp is hot.
Wait, that one is written by J Depp 24.
It's always 24. Yeah. Jack Bauer 24.
Pow! I just
oh,
my butt. Sorry, I was sipping my coffee. All right, so let's. Let me see if there's one last thing we want to do here.
Have you
when
seen the video of her like drawing the imaginary Disney thing?
No, I don't think I have.
Quite entertaining.
Yeah,
is
you know
an
those things when they, no, you know those things on
oh,
Disney
like,
Channel when they would go like this.
Oh yeah,
I
they have
that.
Like stock footage of her like being so pissed off about doing it. She's just like,
oh, that's
that
so,
is
fun.
So fun.
Is there any audio to it, or is it all just kind of her rolling her eyes?
Like she's just bitching about it.
Like, hi, this is Hillary Duff.
I wonder. Well, I feel
like
that might be
tough. I was just wondering, should we play it, or would it be?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Just look it up.
Yeah, yeah. Look,
it totally look it
up.
Totally look it up.
We'll post it when we...
It's very entertaining. And then there's other people. Like, there's a Raven one. But Raven doesn't look like she hates the ground she's standing on.
I totally forgot about those.
Yeah. Man, that was the Disney's version of the Nickelodeon's face.
What are you talking about?
Remember Nickelodeon's face? Hi there. No face here.
What are you talking
what
about?
The fuck? This is a generational gap.
Was this a nightmare you had?
Yeah. There was just a face that I saw on the TV. Face, yeah. This existed. I promise you. All right. If you know what I'm talking about, tweet at us.
We all saw floating faces at some point.
It's okay, Tom.
Tweet at us. Tom's not crazy.
<now. laughs>
If you don't believe me, tweet at us. Bitch Piglet for the win. Tommy's nickname on the podcast is Bitch Piglet.
It's
not. The fans love it, and Mike Racine coined it. So let's go ahead and get into some of these songs, I think. Quickly, this is one. This is so stupid. Unless there was anything else on the... Did anything stick out to you on the Facebook thread? I think it was just people
a lot of positive.
Somebody talked about the book that she wrote.
She wrote a book.
Yeah. She's very... I mean, she's working her ass off.
I will say the book seems bad.
Yeah.
Did you read it?
No.
Yeah.
We're not here to defend her book writing ability.
Oh my! Can you imagine a podcast dedicated to defending Hillary Duff's
that one book?
Book. <yeah. laughs> That's what we're gonna do for the Patreon. Now.
Yeah. That's our new Patreon.
You should read the description of the book.
Okay,
I'll read it if you bring it up.
Yeah. I'll find it here.
It's like a young adult book, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a YA, but I think
exactly
it's supposed to be kind of creepy.
So, if you can come over here,
I'm going to try and make this as scary as possible.
Okay.
Oh, shit, I'm scared.
Clea Raymond is a talented photojournalist and the daughter of high-profile parents. Usually, she's in total control of her camera, but after Clea's father disappears while on a humanitarian mission, eerie, shadowy images of a strange and handsome young man begin to appear in Clea's photos, a man she has never seen in her life. When Clea suddenly encounters this man in person, she is stunned and feels an immediate and powerful connection. As they grow closer, they are drawn deep into the mystery behind her father's disappearance and discover the centuries-old truth behind their intense bond. Torn by a dangerous love triangle and haunted by a powerful secret that holds their fate, together they race against time to unravel their past in order to save their future.
Oh my God.
And their lives.
I stopped listening for like 2 seconds, but I think I got the most.
That's scary. I'm spooked out. And Tommy just peed his pants. For other reasons. Piss freak.
Makes you wonder like where she got the inspiration for that. Like where in her life.
I mean, it sounds like Back to the Future a little bit. Like people are disappearing and entering pictures and stuff.
I do love that. Just like she's a photojournalist and her parents are humanitarians.
Yeah.
It's like the most, of course they are.
Yeah. Do you think that the theme song for that book is the song Photograph from Nickelback?
Look at it.
You know how books have theme songs.
Have you guys done Nickelback?
We're going to. Somebody hit us up to do it. Selena Kopic wants to do Nickelback.
Yeah.
We're going to do it. The scheduling hasn't worked out yet because we're busy boys. Mm. That sounds spooky. And I think I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it and write a book review. How about for the Patreon, I'll read this book and then write a review.
I would split the cost. We both read the book. We each write dueling reviews.
Okay.
Put them on Patreon. Let's do that.
We're going to maybe do that. So if you want to get on that, sign up for our Patreon. Patreon.com/standbyyourband. I feel like the Facebook was, it was mostly people. Oh, our friend Emily McNamara wrote of no relation.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. No relation.
Yeah.
All right, we're not going to go back for that. This is, she wrote her Christmas song with Lil Romeo is the greatest Christmas song to ever be produced.
Oh, her Christmas song. Oh,
yeah.
I'm so upset I didn't put that on my list.
We can play that.
Her Christmas song with Romeo? No, I don't like that one. I like Santa Claus Lane.
Oh my God.
You remember Santa Claus Lane?
I do remember Santa Claus Lane.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that anywhere near 10 Cloverfield Lane?
It is close.
Wait, but I don't
know
if that's the first song we should play when I'm defending her as a good artist.
Well, we can just hear it.
This is not part of the defense. This is just
yeah,
if
we
you're
will
feeling
count this separately.
Christmas.
I'm trying to find. It's kind of hard to find. All right, I wrote Hillary Duff.
Santa
I'm
going to
write Christmas. And
does
see
she have
what
a full
happens.
Christmas album?
That's what
oh,
I was
she did. It was her first
for?
CD.
Oh, it's her first CD?
Is?
Wait,
oh,
then
perfect.
It'll be on the... Yeah.
Okay, so that's easier to find than I thought.
That is such a ballsy move to go first CD Christmas album.
I guess, yeah.
So Metamorphosis. So this has... What's it called?
What's the Christmas... I think it's called Santa Claus Lane is the name of the album.
Weird. I'm not...
Is it not on Spotify?
Yeah, it might not be on Spotify. That might be our problem here.
Here, let me see if I can find
Spotify
it.
Is part of the war on Christmas.
That's true. You can't... You're
it was
taking
a holiday album.
It was, too in demand. It was too in demand. Hillary Duff took it down because she wants to get the proper residual.
Oh, that's true. Well, I heard Martin Shkreli owns the only copy.
He's selling it for $24 million. Yeah, I'm not seeing. I'm not finding it. Unfortunately, maybe if I look up Lil Romeo.
Yeah, it's not
I
even on Apple Music.
One. Oh, you're gonna.
It's not on Apple
it's
Music.
It's not on that one.
It might be on YouTube.
I apologize to the listeners here.
It'd be funny if that was part of Tidal. Tidal's like we're the only place you can hear the new Jay-Z and the old Hillary Duff.
All right, let's listen to a little bit of this. I don't think we're gonna be able to find that. If we can later, we'll
I
check
can
it
sing
out.
It for you if you'd like.
Yes.
If you want to sing it,
please
do.
I'll bring it. I have a keyboard. I'll bring it out.
It would not be the first time we've utilized that keyboard. So this first song is the song that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, what
it's
are we starting?
From this is Come Clean. This is from the. This is a different song. Sorry. yeah.
This is classic.
Right?
It's such a good song. And no, she didn't have a hand in writing it.
Let's go. Oh, shit. I feel so misunderstood.
This song is so good.
Back to when the earth, the sun, the stars, all
of
that.
She really nailed down that, like, whispery sound.
Yeah. No, this is fucking 2005. I'm gonna say it.
Yeah. Although her new single, Spark, is on the list, is really good. No one has heard it.
Oh. Steven. Steven. Pick Lauren, Steven. No, not Kristen.
You know, I have to pick your vibe.
Really?
Wait, you gotta talk about your concert.
Yeah, hold it. Wait, you saw her live?
I've seen her live.
Oh,
and
shit.
She performs on like talk shows, like, and she does good. She does good. That's why this is me saying that she has talent. She can sing her songs that well live, and she dances.
Uh-huh.
Which is sometimes unexpected.
That's nice. Yeah.
So then, wait, who's in the crowd at the live show?
That's a good question.
I went to her Most Wanted tour, of which there was one.
Wait, so what year is that?
This is off her Most Wanted album, which I guess was like three albums in.
That is correct.
And she, what was her concert like? I don't remember. I was just so happy to be there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Is it all teens, though? You know
it was
I mean?
Definitely all, like, little girls and confused boys, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's what I was wondering. Yeah. But she's a good dancer. Interesting.
She dances on, like, she, with her new single, she dances to it live, and she's, like, backup dancers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm just going to look. I saw it. You're right. It is so funny that it was her first album was called Santa Claus Lane. Because I'm looking at her albums now.
Don't
it's so
me on my Hillary Duff knowledge.
I fucked up. I'm sorry. That is just wild to open with Christmas album.
She's okay live. She's good. She's
okay.
Good. I mean, she's better than Britney Spears. Well, Britney Spears is better at dancing live and has more stage presence, I would say. But
yeah,
Hillary
I feel
Duff's
like if you said
interesting.
Is better than
So you
Britney
saw Britney
Spears.
Live?
Yes, I've seen Britney live.
Ooh.
How was that?
Well,
that
amazing.
Seems like a fun I feel like that would be a great time, I feel like. I would go see Britney Spears live.
I would go to the Vegas show.
Oh, for sure.
Oh,
yeah. I talked
soon.
About doing that.
Is that closing
Hurry
soon?
Up.
Well, get we gotta it. Go.
Oh. All right. Live from Vegas.
It's
we will
being
stand
replaced by
your
Hillary
band.
Duff in Vegas.
Oh shit. I would if Hillary Duff just had a residency in Vegas.
All right. Four of her fans show up.
So this next song is called Sparks.
Wait, no, that one's gonna be last.
Oh, that's got to be last?
Sparks
is
last.
That's her latest single.
Okay. So we'll go to Why Not is the next song.
Right,
this
so this
is,
off
is
when
of
she was
Metamorphosis.
On the Disney Channel.
Sure.
Oh, this is the song that Simon Cowell hated. I don't remember this though. I vaguely remember that part. But yeah, I was like, that wasn't one that I was like, oh yeah, that song. Right. So that was on the that was like a Disney Channel.
Yeah,
hit.
It was a Disney hit. Yeah, uh-huh. It made it onto two of her albums. That's how big it was.
Oh my god! Yeah, two different albums.
Yeah, the Lizzie McGuire album. And
oh
also, yeah.
Oh right. Wow.
I think I love that song except for rhyming "Crazy Chance" with "Crazy Dance."
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
That's kind of a bummer.
That's kind of a lazy chance she took.
My favorite part is the part that's like. Most artists would have inserted like a na-na, but she goes, why I not.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that was the one that Simon Cowell had a huge
Let's
problem
Let's think of
with.
Other things she could have. What else could she have done instead of Crazy Dance?
Let's
why
see.
Not watch Bagger Vance?
Check out Bryan Cranston. Pretty
Change
good.
Change your political stance.
Ooh, see?
Oh, that's
She should
good.
Have rebranded that.
I am a songwriter. You can catch my album on Spotify. Thank you.
Yes. We'll do the plug at the end, but if she had put that out, that might have changed this election.
That's true.
Hillary supporting Hillary.
Oh, shit.
Libtards move to France.
If she went the other way.
If she supported Trump, that's what she would do. Wait, we like to give both sides.
Neutral.
All right, so that was Why Not. The next song is... So how do you feel about playing The Getaway next?
Okay, that's fine. So that was off of her album... What is it off of?
Most Wanted.
Ooh, the tour? The album of the day.
Yes.
It's good. It's good. I'm just going to let you play it. This is a less known track.
Get into a deep cut.
But this shows a little bit of artistry. You know, from the people who wrote it. And then she sang.
Talking to myself, sitting at a red light.
She's really upset, guy.
Both hands on the wheel, how am I supposed to feel? So much running through my mind. First you wanna be free, now you say you need me. Giving mixed signals and signs. It's so hard to let you in. Thinking you might slam the brakes.
No, I love this though.
So hard to move on, cause every time I think you're gone, you show up in my rearview mirror.
Oh yeah,
is this
I remember
just a detour? Cause I gotta
I like this
be
song.
Sure.
I think it's a rocker.
I'm not a so it is funny you mentioned the talking part, cause it is like so rare that works out.
Right,
where it's good.
But like, she pulls it off with that little waspy voice. I feel like you know? Or enough though that people it made her most wanted album. You know.
Yeah,
true.
I gotta give it to you. That one, the first time I listened to it today, I was like, I don't know about this. And then listening to it like a third and fourth and fifth time, maybe it's that Stockholm syndrome, but I think that I started to like it.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for it to become like your ringtone.
Speaking of ringtones,
check out
our ringtone on our Patreon. That's enough Patreon plugs.
This song makes me want to start driving.
Yeah, you should drive, Tommy.
13-year-old
me
would be so proud of 25-year-old me sitting here defending Hillary Duff.
Yeah, <who
would've> that is that's good to know.
Yeah,
and when I was a kid, I remember saying someday I'm going to have a podcast where people defend Hillary Duff.
Did you grow up, Brian?
I grew up in New Jersey.
New Jersey, nice. Yeah. Nice.
Where I still live. I live in Hoboken.
Oh, cool. Okay. Okay. How far is that? Like from here?
It was like an hour.
Okay. Mm. Damn. Made an hour ass trip to come.
I check for my Hillary.
That's wow. How much you love Hillary.
No, I liked. I. There were parts of that one that I was like, oh shit, and knowing that she like has gone through a lot of stuff, yeah. Like. You're like, oh, shit. Like, you say I love you first. It's so good. There were parts of that that I did enjoy, I should say.
So next one is, like, when she developed her more mature sound on the With Love album. That was, like, she took a little break, and then she came out with the With Love album.
Uh-huh.
And this song is, like, totally, if anyone else was singing it, it would have become really popular.
This is Never Stop?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is off of Dignity, which is...
Oh, she, Dignity, which sorry, the signal was With Love.
She co-wrote all but one song on this album. So.
I
feel your
words
breaking down.
Baby, don't stop. And there's trouble everywhere. It's all around. Baby, don't stop. Cause I'm here to turn. I feel like if Britney Spears would have released this, it would have been crazy.
This part for sure feels like something you hear in a Britney song. That's Never Stop. Song called Never
Very
Stop.
Catchy.
Am I? How do I know if I'm like winning this game?
You'll
we
know,
give a score at the end.
Yeah, we give a score at the end.
Oh, you give can, a score?
Uh-huh. Oh, my for God. The playlist. Not for you and not for the artist. It's just for the playlist and how it took us. I'm really prepping you here.
I'm so nervous. I hope
oh,
I
you shouldn't
get
be
it.
Nervous.
I don't like to lose.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. There are no losers on this podcast except for Tommy and got his ass. No, I love you.
Fuck?
I love you, Tommy. There's no way to lose. We just give it a score. It's arbitrary. No one's ever been affected by this other than when. I mean, there have been times people get very angry. like guests, I mean, but it's all loosey goosey, baby. We're fine. Yeah. Everybody's fine. We're going to listen to Wake Up now.
Yeah.
This is off of Most Wanted.
Most Wanted, yeah. This is pretty popular.
It's people like talking. Like her last, like, popular they talk song. About me.
Yeah.
They know my name. They think they know everything, but they don't know
this
anything.
Single got her, like,
about
the nomination
me.
For American Music Award.
Ooh.
Oh. Drive 30 hours.
Yeah.
I just watched a video actually because this was one of the... So BuzzFeed loves to write about Hillary Duff, it turns out. And I was reading... There was like an article of like, this is the anniversary of the time Hillary Duff put out a music video where she's sucking a man's thumb.
What?
It's pretty hot, but...
Is this video?
No, it's... I can't,
thumb sucker.
Yeah. That is the song. I cannot... I exited out of it because it was getting me all horned
That's
up.
The crazy dance. Sucking your
guy's thumb. Yeah, I can't. I lost it. But if you search Hillary Duff thumb sucking, you'll probably find something.
You'll probably get on some FBI list.
Yeah. All right. So that was Wake Up. And Tommy, you were dancing to that one.
I was feeling it.
I saw you dancing.
Busting out all the moves. I know. Loves Hillary Duff.
I do.
He just doesn't want to say it.
All right, we've got one last song here. We saved the best for last, possibly.
Okay, so Come Clean is probably the best, but I'm just saying she took like a 7-year break from music. She had a kid, she did acting, and then she came back and she released an album like a year and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
And this song is actually like super great. I stand by it.
I work out to it
all the time at the gym.
Ooh.
It's super fun.
One of the four ways to listen to music.
She released a really cool music video too, where she was like, she got a lot of heat because she was on Tinder. And
yes.
She released a music video because she, to this, where the start of it was her talking about how she was on Tinder. It was like a cool music video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to see that video. So this is Sparks.
Yeah.
Can't hear a single word. Just know you're talking cause your lips keep moving. Everything I thought I learned goes out the window. All I want is one thing. You can promise castles, treasures, babies, I don't care. Cause for now you're just enough for me. I want you near, like a fairy tale, to feel your breath right on my neck.
A lot of turning the lights off. Talk to a turning the lights off all the time. It's 2 a.m. It must be raining. Wow. Did you hear that? Hold on. That was an important podcast moment. Tommy is Team Tay Tay for life.
I am Team Tay Tay. I've seen her live. Big fan. Hillary also loves whistling. A lot of whistles in her songs.
This one has, that's the whole hook.
I think there's
All right. That's a fine pop song.
It's a hot music video, and I feel like she just formulaically did everything you're supposed to do with a pop single nowadays,
you know?
Yeah.
And so that's why I was like, it's a good song, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that is the whole album, like did she kind of reinvent herself for the modern times, for the whole
album? Yeah, I mean, that's the song that that's the album that Ed Sheeran wrote a tune on.
A
lot of the songs are good. A lot of, there's like three really, really great songs, and then the rest of the album is like, you know, like, Hillary Duff.
Little filler, yeah.
I mean, that's the playlist, Mac Man.
Wow.
So, do you want me to go first?
You went first last time.
Should we trade off who goes first?
So, we just rank out of six songs, rank out of six. Maybe it's because I had a crush on her in the Lizzie McGuire days.
Yeah, that's why I feel biased. I'm going to try to take my bias out of
this. Maybe because I thought she was Xenon.
It's so funny that you thought she was Xenon.
I'm going to go 6 out of 6.
You fucking idiot. I'm going to kill you. You are a that is insane, Tommy.
Are you being a liar? Or did you really like all six songs?
This is so inconsistent.
I had fun with the podcast.
All right, fine.
What did you rate other artists?
A lot of twos and threes.
Tommy is the harshest. This is insane. Are you on wait a second. Did I see you doing MDMA before the podcast? All
right, so obviously you don't think it's six.
So
what do you
I'm
think?
Not going to give it a 6 out of 6. And I want you to know, I am so glad that you've been on this podcast. This has been so fun. Mm-hmm. This is not in any way a discredit to you.
You're going
to
give it a 1.
I'm not going to give it a 1. I'm not going to do that. Because I will say, so I Come Clean as it just fills me with emotion because.
Don't
dismiss my story.
Get to my number.
I got to go through this and think about it. I liked some of Sparks. That was fun. Getaway, I enjoyed. So I'm going to go
I'm going to go 2.5 is what I'm going to say. So not wow. a 1, not
so
a
keeping,
1.
So keeping him out of Racine's Ravine, which is 2 and under.
Yes. So above Racine's Ravine, and I'm also giving a little bit of a bump, I think, because I also had a huge crush on her. It's just like if we reviewed Maggie Gyllenhaal. I would give her a bump. I had a huge crush on her as a kid.
I don't think she's releasing any music anytime soon.
Yeah, but if she does, she's getting at least a 2.6.
I was very annoyed. I saw a Facebook post by someone saying that Maggie Gyllenhaal wasn't attractive enough
I saw
to be the lead in an HBO show, and it
boiling.
Infuriated me.
I was
me.
Boiling.
She's a beautiful woman.
She's a babe.
Phenomenal actress.
She's a wonderful actress.
Watch
have
that crazy
seen Secretary?
Mm, Secretary.
She's,
incredible.
Oh my God. I'm getting all horned up just
oh,
thinking
no.
about it. I'm sorry.
Wait,
I'm
we
not.
Have one thing. We have another thing we want to do. We found a Hillary Duff quiz.
Oh, wait. First, though, what do you rate the playlist?
What do you rate the playlist?
I'm guessing I think it's a 6 out of 6.
Everyone gives it a 6 out of 6.
What a dumbest thing we do.
What a ridiculous question.
Yeah, it's very dumb. All right, so 2 6s and 1 grump.
Oh, fuck you. This is insane.
Tom, we know you hate
is this
women.
Bizarro world? You only like her because she's thick now.
I gave her a thick out of thick.
All right.
That was very stupid. All right, so this we have one more thing here for you, and then we have basically 2 more segments. So we have a quiz. When we can find quizzes, it's about the artist. It's fun.
So we
to,
didn't make this. We found
quiz
it. Yeah,
yes.
We found a Hillary
oh,
Duff
I'm
quiz
so excited.
Online. Yeah.
Oh shit. So start. How do I? Okay. Oh, here we go. Okay.
And there are no wrong answers except the
wrong
answers.
The wrong answers. All right. So we'll just alternate here. What is
Some
Hillary's?
Of these are going to be insanely hard.
What is Hillary's middle name?
You have
multiple
options?
Choices. Oh. Lily, Holly, Erhard, Kate, or Renee.
Erhard.
All right.
Ooh.
Erhard? Correct.
Correct.
Oh, I like this one. I like that it
What is her birthday?
What's her birthday?
Okay.
I know this one.
So do you want the options?
It's in September.
Okay. So there's two September options. You've got yeah. September 21st, 1981 or September 28th, 1987.
Those are very different years.
They're very different.
I think she's like 30.
So if it's 87, she would be like 30. If it's 81, she'd be like 35.
Right.
So it's 87.
87?
I can tell you already. That's correct.
Correct. 2 for 2.
2 for 2. How many movies has she been in? These options are interesting. You got 5.
When was this quiz taken?
This is... Oh, that's a good question. Tommy, you found this quiz, but let's pretend it's as if it's right now. And it could be wrong. So the options are 5, 13,
66. They thought they were
obviously
being funny.
That
yeah. 18 or 21, which is the only ages that Tommy likes his women.
One of the options was 13.
So yeah, 13.
Yeah.
18,
I'm
going to
go with 13.
13?
13 is
oh
correct. Holy shit.
Brian, you're on a roll.
In 2006, what movie was Hill in? Cheaper by the Dozen 2, Raise Your Voice, Material Girls, or None?
2006?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2006. Take yourself
not
back
Material
to
Girls. Time. What was the... None? She was not...
Raise Your Voice, Cheaper by the Dozen 2, Material Girls, or None?
Cheaper by the Dozen 2.
They spelled cheaper weird. That is wrong. It was Material
Girls. First
incorrect.
And None is a movie about a woman who doesn't have sex, right?
Right, yeah. In what 3 upcoming movies is she going to be in? So this is tricky based on when the time of this quiz is. So the films are Sunshine Cleaning, Push, 17 Again. That's the first option.
No.
Twilight, New Moon. Wait, Twilight New Moon, Raise Your Voice. And the last one is Food Fight, Stay Cool, and the Story of Bonnie Clyde. That seems weird. Bonnie Clyde?
Yeah. And that one doesn't have anything capitalized.
No, this is bad.
This is a dumb quiz.
Well, it's whatever one had the Raise Your Voice in it.
Okay. So that was the second one. So, but it's
was
a
she
Twilight,
in Twilight
and then New Moon. No.
But how do they know what movie she's going to be in?
That's true. Like,
and so they also spelled upcoming wrong.
Yeah.
I do want to note.
Yeah, they spelled it very wrong.
But if she's not in Twilight, it can't be right.
That seems
but
wrong.
But she's definitely not in 17 Again.
Right.
That was Zac Efron?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then was she in Food Fight? Stay Cool.
I'm calling bullshit on this question.
Yeah. Okay. So what should we just pick we'll just pick the Raise Your Voice one, and then it was Food Fight, Stay Cool, and the Story of Bonnie Clyde. Yeah, that one was stupid. How many guest appearances has she made?
This is the worst question.
I don't understand what that even means.
How would you know this?
9, 12, 15, 16, or 22. Does that mean in TV or in songs?
9.
All right, let's say 9.
I think it means TV.
It's correct.
That's correct. All right.
Well done. Who has she dated? This one's pretty easy, I think.
Oh, fuck this.
Joel Madden and Aaron Carter, Bob the Builder, or Zac Efron?
A.
All right.
She dated the guy from Good Charlotte?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Submit my answers. Wait, we already did that. Is he going to tell us? Oh, you got a certificate of achievement. You got a 71.
Yes.
So a lot of these quizzes will like give you like, hey, you're a fucking idiot. This one's just giving you a certificate. So congratulations.
Just when I thought I was going to do nothing productive with my family.
You are now a certified Hilda fan.
Should we print that out? We'll give it to you in a frame.
So the last thing we're going to do here is... We just started this segment, which is where we've talked about Hillary Duff this episode, and I, for one, gave it a score that maybe people will be mad at me for. But
I hope so.
But now we're going to talk about some songs that we like now.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't have to be a new song. It's just a song you listen to a lot.
Does it have to be a Hillary Duff song?
No,
just any
something
song.
Something non-Hillary Duff. So what's a song? A song
it doesn't have to be like Guilty
week.
Pleasure. Just a song that you want to share with the world.
I'll go first. A friend posted about how much he liked the new Ted Leo album, so I started listening to that, and then I realized I'd never really listened to Ted Leo, so I went back through all of his albums, and the song Biomusicology by Ted Leo is immediately one of my favorite songs, so check that out.
I will go ahead and go next, and the song that I am going to promote,
I love this song.
Is a song, it's new, it's basically a single they released that's going to end up being a full album mm-hmm. that they're doing together, but it's Kurt Vile and Courtney Barnett.
Two of the best musicians right now.
So fucking good, but they're both so productive too, it's wild, but they have a song called Over Everything that's out now, and it is real fucking good.
We got to go see him at the Beacon.
Oh, hell yeah. Live from the Beacon, stand by your band.
All right.
Ryan, do you have one?
Yeah. Currently loving the new Kelly Clarkson single.
Ooh,
oh, shit.
What's that called?
It's called Love So Soft.
All right.
Ooh,
all right.
It's an ad then. For Levitra.
Who's that?
That's like a boner
Viagra,
pill, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Love So Soft. I get it.
That's what most of Tommy's comedy deserves.
Oh.
I get it.
Yeah. Never funny. Just, oh.
All right.
It checks out.
Yeah, it's mathematical. Yeah. I like it. Brian, thank you so much for coming on the pod. I hope you've had fun.
Me.
We've
of
had
course.
A great time
you
having you
fun.
On, talking Hilduff. Come
so,
by
yeah,
anytime.
Tell people about your band.
Oh, yeah. So I'm a singer-songwriter. Yeah. You can check out my music on Spotify, Apple Music. The album is called Love One Another.
Yeah.
Do you want to make some sort of joke about penises?
Never.
and just letting you slip
no,
in.
No,
everyone.
I appreciate it.
That's what I'm doing right now. And
Where can people find you on social media?
At Brian Falduto.
Get in there.
F is in Frank. A L D U T O.
I did think you were going to go through every letter with
F is in Frank. A is in Apple.
L is in Levitra.
Dudo is in Deuteronomy, the Bible book.
Which you can read on adamandeve.net.
Really cool.
Tommy, you got anything you want to plug here? This will probably come out in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, in 2 weeks. Just check out the dates on my website. Also, I just wrote an article for Brightest Young Things New York. Look that up. It's on all my social medias. Check that out. It's about, I went to a horror escape room and wrote about it. I think it's funny, so
cool.
Check it out.
I think that this will line up where I might be in Atlanta while this is dropping. It'll be too late, I think, to come see Tom and Tommy Comedy Mommy, probably. Mm-hmm. But if not, September 27th, come back to Carolina.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Yeah, ooh, Ryan's going to
so
be there.
So excited.
Yes.
It's going to be super fun. We've promoted that quite a bit. But yeah.
Aaron Carter might come sing a $50.
I've been trying to get him to so much shit. He favorited one of my tweets once where I invited him to come to Caroline. So hopefully this time.
Little did he know that Tom, that would lead to Tom harassing him for like months.
AC, come on, baby. Yeah. I'll be in San Francisco at the Punchline. I'll be at Cobbs. I'll be at I think Sacramento Cobbs. And the Philadelphia Punchline coming up. Check out those dates. And check out our Patreon. It's a good time. Yeah. We have a fish episode up now with Gilbert Lawn. We're just going to keep putting stuff on there. Check it out. There's going to be a ringtone for our theme song that no one wants. All right. Guys, thanks for listening. Stand by your bands. Bye.